The fight isn't over. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from President Biden to American workers as he signs a bill forcing rail unions to accept a deal without paid sick time to avoid a strike.
I want to thank Congress once again for being partners today, for averting this disaster and keeping our economy on a stable footing during the holiday season.
The bill faced bipartisan concern about interfering with the union process, but won bipartisan support to avoid what the president called a catastrophe affecting many industries if the freight rails had shut down. The president's also celebrating the latest jobs report with more hiring than expected in November. 263,000 jobs created and the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%.
It means our plan to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. You're tired of hearing me say that, but it's working. And the wealthy are still doing very well while the middle class and the poor are having a shot.
But the report could reinforce the Fed's thinking that its inflation fight has a long way to go. So stocks have been sliding. The Dow right now down about 70 points. It had been down triple digits. Some fellow Democrats not happy with proposed changes in the primary calendar backed by the president.
After the president called on South Carolina to jump New Hampshire as the first primary for the Democrats after the Iowa caucus, New Hampshire elected leaders from his own party are speaking out.
We're disappointed in the president's letter. We will continue to abide by New Hampshire law, and I hope that the committee gets this resolved.
That's New Hampshire Congresswoman Annie Custer. Senator Maggie Hassan calls the proposal, quote, deeply misguided, and says her state will continue to be first in the nation.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The president says the move is an attempt to make diversity a priority. He's heading to Boston to do some phone bank campaigning for Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock. Last day of early voting in Georgia ahead of the runoff against Republican Herschel Walker. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
For the second time this year, nurses in Minnesota vote to authorize a strike.
Thousands of Minnesota nurses are set to walk off the job after union members vote to authorize a strike over unfair labor practices, saying they're overworked and underappreciated. Though Emily Chapman with Children's Minnesota saying the timing couldn't be worse for a nurses strike amid rising cases of RSV and the flu.
Critically ill children in particular will need to be transferred to other hospitals outside of Minnesota to neighboring states.
15,000 Minnesota nurses at 16 hospitals demanding more pay and better staffing. They last walked off a job in September for 3 days. This time, if there's a strike, it could be weeks or even longer.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't ruling out talks on ending the war in Ukraine after President Biden didn't rule out talking with Putin. But a Kremlin spokesman is rejecting demands that it withdraw from Ukraine first as part of any talks to end the war. This after Germany's chancellor in a call with Putin today urged a diplomatic solution that would include Russia leaving Ukraine. NASA's Orion capsule is headed back to Earth to wrap up the first test flight of the Artemis mission, aimed at sending astronauts back to the moon and beyond. The current flight was a 25-day uncrewed journey to orbit the moon for the first time in 50 years.
The capsule now has one more moon flyby, and then it's farewell on the way to a California splashdown off the coast of San Diego, December 11th. If all goes as planned, Artemis 2 sends four astronauts around the moon on a similar journey without landing in 2024. But then Artemis 3 takes four astronauts to the moon and two descend down to the surface to put space boot prints into the dirt for the first time since 1972.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.